What is up? Welcome to this episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and I am so freaking excited to dive into today's episode because we are talking about a real life technology that, from what I've discovered, and trust me, as someone who loves tech and loves how it enables my businesses to grow, this is a solution that I genuinely believe every single one of you listeners should be taking advantage of. As someone who has looked at so many of this guest's competitors, I can very confidently say that I love what he's up to. So I am going to tell you about today's guest before we dive into this interview and talk about the incredible technology that he's built. So we are joined today by Matt Lowe, who is the founder and CEO of ChipBot. Now, let me tell you what ChipBot does, because when I first came across technologies like this, I was like, that's brilliant, but holy cow, it needs to be expensive. But it's actually super affordable. So ChipBot fixes last mile conversion issues on your site. That is a term that I'm so excited to talk to Matt about today, where you can use video to engage pre-sales, because remember how many episodes we've talked about selling begins from your very first contact with people. You can communicate using built-in live chat to convert and automate customer support with a knowledge base post-sales. I want to tell you a little bit about the impact that ChipBot is having. So they are a team of three at the time of recording, but they are growing. They serve over 40 million user requests every single month, originating from over 3,000 businesses. And as Matt says, the impact a small team can have is incredible. So we're gonna get into the mind of the brilliant Matt Lowe here today. We're gonna talk about that last mile conversions and how it can benefit all of our businesses. So I'm not gonna say anything else. Let's dive straight into my interview today with Matt Lowe. All right, Matt, welcome to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thank you for inviting. What an introduction. That was amazing.
So I'm going to throw this out there for listeners because they always love a little behind the scenes stuff. So when we ask guests for a bio, typically it gives me something to essentially read from straight up. But obviously, as a customer of your product, I loved the fact that you said, I don't necessarily have a pre-written bio, like just wing it. And it was easy because obviously I love what you do. But do fill in those gaps for listeners beyond the bio, beyond obviously looking at what it is that you currently do. Who the heck is Matt?
Yeah. So I have been an entrepreneur for about 10 years. I come from a software engineering background. I've been actually doing software development since I was 12, but I didn't really get into the business aspect until I started doing independent consulting. So for a while, I worked for a company and then kind of did my own thing. And that was like a great way of like, okay, I got this extra cash from consulting. What do I do with it? And I kind of wanted to build my own companies. And that kind of snowballed into five other startups. One exit, the other ones kind of flaked off. And but a lot of lessons learned since. And kind of what I do today is a culmination of basically my whole entrepreneurial experience since leaving independent consulting days.
Yeah, and that's also, speaking of you not having a preset bio, that's something that really struck me and the entire team when we first reached out to you to come on the show, is I was just like, I don't think Matt necessarily cares about self-publicity. I don't think Matt cares about the marketing side of things. I think Matt genuinely is inspired by having amazing technology that positively affects businesses. And obviously, you understand that because you've been a business owner in several different capacities before this. But let's talk about why ChipBot. Like, to me, that last mile conversions, I called it out at the top of this episode, but that's a fascinating concept. Talk to us about how you arrived at ChipBot and the hole that it serves in the market.
Oh, that's a great question. So my last startup, we did a lot of live chat support, and a lot of it was actually to get sales in. So last startup, I did a company called Innovative. We were trying to help automate music distribution. And as we got musicians in, they had like a ton of questions before they wanted to hit buy. And it was just eating, like a lot of it was repetitive, but at the same time, there was always like, if a customer asked like five questions, one of them would be unique. So you could automate the first four, but you couldn't automate the last one. And they had to go in sequence, otherwise the customers would save your website. So that was a big problem in my last startup. And after I left, I left that company and went, which is now ChipBot. But before then, I was trying to do like research. I talked with other companies, and a lot of them had the same problem. They all were using live chat. They all have the same conversation. They kind of do a mixture of FAQs and mixture of live chat. But it was always like experience that from a customer end felt the same across every company. So ChipBot, which is the video and chat product today, evolved from that concept where, well, could we just have, let's try to solve those first four questions or first three questions just off video. And that does two things. One, you become more authentic and you can show who you are, you can show why you differ. But two, you can answer those very common questions they have. And then when you add a chat button right after, it's a very simple solution. Then you can finish that last very unique question. Like one of the questions I've had, like, could you use ChipBot in one certain way? Right? That's never been a question before, but if I didn't answer that in real time, I may have lost that customer. And we see that across the other 3,000 businesses we have, is use video to warm up the introduction, maybe answer one or two questions, and then connect it with live chat or a contact form and finish it off with the final like one-on-one meeting or final Q&A that's in real time.
Yeah, I love that overview. And obviously personalization is, like, I'd say that is the key differentiator that I have across all of my businesses and all of my listeners. I didn't know when or if I'd say this on air today, but listeners, go check out our podcast website and you will see ChipBot in action. Because to me as a podcast host, the most important connections that I have, obviously I love all of our guests, but I love you, the listeners. And so when you go to thewantrepreneurshow.com, you are going to see me, my face on screen, greeting you, walking you through our website and inviting you to chat with myself and the entire Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur team. So that's exactly what Matt is talking about. And what he's built is that personal touch. How often when we go to a website, does it just seem faceless? Or in my opinion, Matt, one thing that I love about what you guys are doing is a lot of times I'll go to a business website and let's say your typical agency, they don't need to update their website every month because they have their services. A lot of times you ask, gosh, does this business feel alive? Like, are they still doing good work? I don't know what the status is. So to see a video, to see a human face on the screen says, holy cow, there are people behind this business. So I love that element of it. But Matt, I got to talk to you because I've never seen a business solution, a video solution, a marketing or sales solution talk about that last mile conversion. And it's particularly interesting to me, having lived in Los Angeles when Bird and all these other scooter companies, Lime popped up, that's the language that they used, is last mile transportation. You're not going to Uber 1 mile, but maybe you're not in the mood to walk a mile. So a scooter is perfect for that last mile. And I think you guys are perfect for that last mile conversion. Talk to us about what do you mean when you say last mile conversion, and why is this that perfect marriage? Obviously, you got into a little bit about that, maybe that one question that they want to ask before they sign up, but explain your thought process there to us.
Yeah. So if they're landing on your website, you already did half the marketing work, right? You already did the awareness. You may have already done some little consideration. Now they need to decide whether they buy, or maybe in some cases it's do a free trial. That decision there hinges on so many factors. It's not just answering a question. It's a lot of it is, it comes from a subconscious perspective. Do they feel right? Do they have the right culture? For some, do they have the right culture? Does this feel like a business I trust? Is this someone I would tell my friend about before I even buy? A lot of these decision factors come subconsciously. And that determine, like, these videos determine that. Like, even right now, right? Look at how podcasts evolved. Why did we start adding video to podcasts? Because we want to see more of how genuine they are. Are they a real person? Is it just someone just talking, a figurehead? Is it someone just really someone I don't really trust? Adding all these features that bring your vulnerability make it easier to sell. So when they're on the fence and you show yourself and you show how vulnerable you could be, they're more willing to work with you.
Yeah, I love the on the fence illustration because you're right. That's exactly the way that I view that. And I think it's a really easy concept for everyone to understand in their businesses. But I'm sure the natural hesitation that you get from people is always, well, what would I even say on video? I love the fact that you called us podcasters out because you're right. We have embraced video. I love being on video. But for the average business person, they're probably thinking, Matt, why does there need to be a video of me on the website? What am I even going to say? What's my call to action?
So one, there's a very fun exercise, which is just go on ChatGPT. Just literally describe what you offer, describe your service, and say, what should I say in a TikTok video? Because the same format you bring ChipBot is actually the same type of video you bring to TikTok. So you can kind of hack that and just say, hey, what can I do to introduce my business on TikTok? What can I do to introduce my business on YouTube Shorts? You can use that as a fun exercise. That will give you a good starting point. The second one is if you're using our product, we have already a series of actors that we paid to talk for you. So if you don't want to introduce your company, you want it all taken care of, we have people who will talk for you. And it's amazing, like 50% of our customers use that. So that's fun. And then the third one is if you want to create your own video, but you don't want AI to drive it, and you don't want other people to say it, just talk about your business pitch. Treat it like you're on Shark Tank. Do a 30-second, 15-second pitch of what you do and what you offer and how you're different than others, and just be authentic and genuine. I don't think you don't need a special a camera. You don't need anything that is highly edited. Just go on your iPhone, speak from the heart, and put it on your website, because that's what's going to really be different. Your website's well polished. Everyone's website's well polished. So having these kind of authentic, non-polished videos really brings that contrast out and really shows, okay, I want to know more about you.
Yeah, that's the aspect of your product that I really like, is that from inside your browser, you can literally record a video and have it uploaded instantly and start making those connections. But Matt, as a podcast host, I'm always thinking about my listeners and the little voices, good and bad, inside of their heads. And I know that a lot of entrepreneurs, we have the tendency to convince ourselves that, oh, our business is so different. Okay, you have 3,000 businesses using ChipBot. Obviously, a lot of other companies are using video and live chat solutions. But my company is different. I am a web designer. I am a social media agency. I am a life coach. I have an online course. I don't need video. What types of businesses are you seeing this work for, and how does it apply across that whole span of different industries and business models as well?
That's a good question. So the selfish part of me says every website should have video, but there is a few groups that are more successful than others in terms of using video for conversions. One is service-based businesses. So say you run, this is a new customer we just got yesterday, say you run a martial arts gym, and you have other competing gyms in the area, and they all virtually have the same website. Maybe they hire the same web designer. And you're looking to really show like why you are different. Well, there's a few traditional ways to do it. You might have done it like just with text imagery. You might have done it with a long form YouTube video. But this company, what they did is they got their sensei to get like all suited up. He's in his black belt, and he is actually talking through of like what you will learn if you sign up with this, and showing a very quick tour in the background of the gym. You see the United States flag. His dojo was based off like in Korea, so he's got the South Korean flag. And it was just like, that was really cool. But even so, he told us like one of the biggest impacts that he did like right away is a few customers, because he was running the ads that same day when he launched with us, a few customers immediately already started asking questions that he may have not gotten from his simple contact form or his sign-up page. So that was really cool. And that is just one example of where a service-based business or a business that is maybe like teaching or requires more like face-to-face relationships, ChipBot works really well over there. If you're a digital agency and you get clients either online or in person, like again, ChipBot's a great way to break the ice. So before they even talk to you, before they even email you, they know who you are, they know what you look like, and they can get that feeling. They can get that subconscious feeling from you just off a simple video. Where it doesn't work, or it doesn't work as well, is areas where people don't really care if they need to see you or not. So that might be some types of e-commerce stores where if you just are just focused on shoving an order to purchase a like as soon as possible, ChipBot's not going to be there. ChipBot's not going to help you there, because it's all about more of a long-term convincing game. It's more of like, okay, if you're going to do an e-commerce product, it has to be a high ticket item, because then you need to stop and think and you need more information. So that video kind of helps bridge that gap. But if you're a $5 product, you don't really need much convincing. You just need to prove the utility, and you don't need a product like ours necessarily. Now, I want ChipBot on every website, but those are kind of like the weaknesses and strengths of when and when not to use video.
Yeah. Matt, I'm actually going to pile onto that. I'm going to disagree with you a little bit here on air, which listeners know I very rarely disagree with listeners because I think that obviously we do a lot of research in finding you awesome guests, but I am going to stand by. I know you're adding a little humility into here, but I am going to stand by every business benefits from it. And I'm going to use a tangible example. One of the favorite episodes here on this show, it was a few hundred episodes ago, but it was when we had the founders of Together Textiles on. So Ali and Guven Arpacha, two awesome entrepreneurs who are also parents, they are a married couple. And so thinking about their products, like I have actually bought one of their Turkish textiles for my mom, and it's because all of their marketing is incredible and it is so personal based. You see Ali on her Instagram with her three kids saying, hey, you know, this was a perfect beach day, but what made it even easier was to have a fast drying Turkish towel. And it is that personal connection of seeing it, seeing someone actually live through their products, that those are things you can't capture that. I challenge anyone to try to capture that without the use of video imagery on your website. So it really is that personal touch. So Matt, I know there's a little bit of humility in there, but I'm with you about every website having it. And I can see the applications. Even if you're a sticker company, show people that you have fun, that you're passionate about what you do. You don't just build stickers in random niches to make money. You do it because if you make chess stickers, you are an avid chess player and you also associate with that community. So I think the possibilities there are endless. I want to come up to another one of, it's an important feature of ChipBot that really opened my eyes, and you've already alluded to the power of it a few times, which is that live chat. Matt, a lot of entrepreneurs are probably thinking, well, yeah, I can see how live chat would benefit that direct line of communication to customers. I'm not going to manage a live chat. How do you expect me to do that?
So yeah, we solved for that. One is, well, first of all, live chat, as much as a lot of people do not like it, if you want to, if you're, I'm not quite sure if all your listeners are always like pre-product, but if you want to go from 10 to 100 customers and your product is around $19.99 and it's maybe a service-based or a SaaS-based, live chat is like the number one way to make, guarantee a sale and also guarantee follow-up sales, like and getting someone to upgrade from monthly to annual or going from one plan to a bigger plan. Live chat's key, even if you don't like it. But there are scenarios, especially with, I run a very small team. I'm right now most likely getting messages on customer support. How do I manage that? So we added a baked-in knowledge base within ChipBot. So if someone opens a video and you're not on live chat, you have the option to go to your knowledge base and at least address some of the frequently asked questions. So there's a lot of different ways that we hack those behaviors because we know we need an answer for everything. And when you think about sales, and I'm an engineer and all I do is think about sales right now, sales, you never want to leave a customer left unresponded. Even if you're not there, even if it's just an auto reply, you got to show that you're eventually going to get back to them or you at least have an answer and we'll also get back, we'll follow up there. So ChipBot has all these features that when you open the video, you can go to a link, you can go to a knowledge base, you can go to open up live chat. And we have all the features that support each one of those things at a, like a really deep level. Like when it comes to live chat, we're releasing a mobile app so then you can just get notified on your phone and be able to converse directly on mobile. When it comes to FAQs, when someone is searching for maybe a certain question, we'll tell you if the customer didn't find an answer or if they did, if they found it unsatisfactory, we'll tell you that information. So there's like a lot of really cool built-in features that we just like really understand customer behavior within a website. So we added all these kind of bells and whistles to make that information very transparent. So if you're running a business, you kind of understand, okay, this is really how my website works. I think a lot of business owners look at Google Analytics and say, I got this much traffic. But that's in 2023, you really have to understand how your customers are interacting on your website and how they're working with you so you can know what to improve and what, you know, how to improve and have a growth plan there.
Yeah, I like how you talk about the fact that you guys really deeply understand user behavior on websites. But what I'm hearing in all of your answers, even the way that you're taking the live chat one, is that you also really understand how to get people off the fence and into a sale. So, for example, thinking about the knowledge base, a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, and trust me, all you entrepreneurs out there who are listening to this, you're probably thinking, gosh, I don't even have a knowledge base. Like, but that is clearly a very strong tool in your arsenal when it comes to sales and conversions. So Matt, talk to us about that, because obviously that's part of what sets us up for success. Your business exists because you want businesses to get more conversions, to get more sales, more customers and clients, and a knowledge base is essential. You guys have your own knowledge base. As a user who is onboarded to your service, I see how valuable that is. Talk to us about what's inside a knowledge base. How do we compile all that stuff? How easy is it to dump into ChipBot? Why is that so important for us when we talk about conversions?
Yeah. So the original version, like V1 of ChipBot, was mostly just FAQs. And the reason why we built it like that is, like, imagine you're landing on, like, you click an ad and you're on a landing page. The landing page is really meant to help convince you from a marketing perspective or from a service perspective. It's really there to really push you to over their fence. But for the skeptics, they need more information. But you have a competing factor. If you add too much information on your landing page, you're going to get a higher bounce rate, meaning people are going to leave your website faster than you expect. But if you don't add the information, you might get more signups but not enough sales because they misunderstood the product. So FAQs within the area that you're trying to buy is very important to have. Whether it's say it's like the Blue Yeti mic. If you're buying a Blue Yeti mic, you might want to know what are the different features on it, or maybe specifically with an FAQ, what's the warranty on it? Is there free shipping? Is there free international shipping? Is there a refund policy? When can I refund? Like, all the boring questions that you wouldn't put on a marketing page, you want to put in your FAQs, and you want those accessible so the skeptics have an answer for everything. You have a rebuttal literally for every skeptic, and it helps you get those sales, helps you improve your conversion rate, which eventually improves your sales. That's kind of like the whole idea with FAQs. And for us, we just make it really easy to just have, okay, you have your bot, you have ChipBot there, you either use videos or FAQs, and it allows you to just quickly add and remove FAQs without going in the code in your website. You just log in our dashboard, and you can quickly remove them as you get more information.
Yeah, I love that overview. Matt, my brain is going a million miles a minute as you're talking about this, because obviously I am a customer of yours. So full disclaimer for people is that I clearly love ChipBot. I'm excited to roll it out, not only in just the podcast business of mine, but in all my businesses, something that we're really focusing on this quarter. But Matt, I want to go back to the martial arts example, because you talked about the martial arts, they're running paid ads, obviously. And so the challenge with paid ads is that when someone clicks an ad, okay, they're already a little bit skeptical. We're all skeptical of paid ads in our lives because we're over inundated with paid ads. And as a marketer, obviously part of my paid ad strategy is always landing pages. My goal is to get your name and email address. So the hardest thing there is to convince you to give me your name and email address. And a lot of that is, do you trust me? Have you seen me before? Do you understand the value proposition that I'm bringing? Matt, I'm starting to think, like, you could have a specific chip bot for a landing page that you're driving ad traffic to. I know on your website, you talk about using it within the context of user-generated content and in testimonials. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about some of those more clever applications, because we've been talking about just a website. Get us into the nitty-gritty. You're the guy behind the curtains. You know how everyone's using it.
Oh, there's some cool ways. So the coolest way we've seen is one e-commerce store, they work with their influencer to create a campaign where they have, she's going over and talking about, like, how well this the soap product works, and like the different scents and the different textures. And then she says link in bio, right? This is on TikTok. You click link in bio, you click the affiliate link that goes to, or the link that goes to that e-commerce store. The e-commerce store opens. It opens up ChipBot. Because it's coming from like Stan store or whatever, she put like a little query string. So with ChipBot, she was able to say, I only want to show this video when it's coming from this influencer. And the video is then her following up saying, because you clicked this link, thank you. You're actually supporting my channel. just by clicking this link entirely. Really, thank you. Now, here, check out this product, click the link below. She clicks the link below, goes to like the actual product page of what she demoed from the TikTok video. And now, so then you have this kind of like the influencer sticking with you while you buy. It's like you, it's like someone convinced you to buy in front of like the Apple store, and then they're walking with you in the Apple store like, hey, let me go show you how this product works. It's like they're going outside the store to coming in. And then one thing they're going to do to help improve that further is when they check out, they're gonna see if they're gonna have the influencer also like thank the customers too. So then the influencer is actually with them the entire process, which I think it's super cool. This is like a small company in the East Coast that sells like soap bars online. I think like one other example that is coming in handy. So we're working with a company. They're not live with our product yet, but we're working with a company in California that's a very large news publication company. And they're using ChipBot, and they have their news products, like their content within like Google News and Newsbreaker, and then their website. And what they're trying to do is they want ChipBot, or they want more people to use their own newsletter app than use Newsbreaker or Google News. So what they're doing is, well, they already tried a few different campaigns, but they're right now rolling out ChipBot to only show on the web, but not through Google News and not through Newsbreaker, to say, try our app. So they can try to get more users who haven't chosen an app already to eventually choose theirs. And I thought that was pretty cool. And they're a super large, like they're getting 25 million visits a month. So like we're preparing that launch with them, but That's a really big kind of deal, at least a good trial when they try it out in June. And that's a really cool thing. It's like kind of using ChipBot, using video, personalized videos in very specific ways and only show it in very specific scenarios based off, again, the behavior of the viewer.
Yeah, that's epic. I'm so glad I asked about those real life applications, because I knew you'd have some cool behind the scenes stories there. I want to ask you this though, because you did talk about having a trial per se for that large company, and obviously they have a key mission in mind. They want more people to check out their app, for example. Talk to us about some of those analytics, some of those KPIs for all of us solopreneurs. Obviously, Matt, you were late having a small team yourself. What sort of KPIs, what sort of analytics should we be looking at within the broader context of that personalized video, of that live chat? What are those goals that we should be looking to optimize? And of course, how the heck do we measure them?
Oh, that's a great question. So the main goal is, are people even opening it and then viewing it? If you're getting traffic and only maybe 1-2% opened it, that's definitely not good. Usually it means you need a better video. Because when you add ChipBot, we have this like little icon. It's like a preview of the video. Usually it just means you just have to have a different type of video there. The second metric is, if they opened it, you want to see if their retention rate is. So if anyone here is a content creator, you can go on TikTok or YouTube, you can actually see the retention rate of a certain video. What we do is we aggregate that for you, and we just say, okay, this video on average is watched 7 seconds. If your video is up to 15 seconds, you might think that's good or bad, depending on what your goals are. And then the third KPI is you can add a button to every video. So then your key metric there is, are people clicking that button? And our success is, we want more people, if more people are clicking that button versus bouncing from the website prior to, and being able to track how many people eventually lead to your landing page, that's a win for us. Because that means, yes, when you added ChipBot, you were able to get a few more, maybe even a substantial more amount of conversions than you did without ChipBot. And for some businesses, each deal could be, again, a lot of our current customers are more in the relationship game. So a conversion or final sale could be $5,000, $10,000. That's a big deal if you're squeezing a few more. And then for the smaller folks, like a dentist or a law firm for like personal injury or stuff, those small, again, you're getting more leads all the time. So even if it doesn't lead to a sale, you have a marketing, you're getting their email right away. through either through ChipBot itself or through the contact page or through the forms that you're leading derived from ChipBot. And you're allowed to do those drip email campaigns. So eventually, you'll eventually get some improved conversions there too. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, we haven't talked math whatsoever just yet. But I will say, as a business owner who decided to dive in with you for very obvious reasons, part of it is obviously the math. When I looked at your pricing, and I won't say your pricing out loud, I'll let you take it away if you want to. I don't know if you guys have pricing adjustments in mind in the near future. But a lot of listeners, I'm sure, and let's face it, with all things in life, we always wonder, yeah, this sounds great, but how much does it cost? So Matt, I'd love for you to talk about, because that's part of, I know this for a fact, having seen your external facing marketing, is that you know what your competitors are priced at, and you very proudly are making this a heck of a lot more accessible to literally every business owner, because as you said, it should be on every website. Talk to us about the cost savings that come in with it, and then also the, you already alluded to it, you know, if you get one client, I guarantee any business, if you get one client from ChipBot, boom, positive ROI. But yep. Talk to us about that, and talk to us about some of those success stories already.
Yeah. So again, coming from prior pains, we used to have live chat. We bought Crisp, and they're a great company. I don't even want to throw any shade on them, but we bought Crisp and we just thought it was too expensive. Especially for the products they were using. We liked all the features, but it was too expensive for a startup. At first it was great because you get customers, but if you're a growing company, you don't grow linearly up. Everyone's got certain circumstances, but it's never up and down all the time. So some months it feels great, some months it doesn't feel good. And I just didn't like that from a tool. Like a tool that should be helping me sell things, it shouldn't always feel like, man, do I really need it some months versus others? So when I priced ChipBot, I wanted people to be like, it's either I really want it, I like it all the time from a pricing perspective, or the other way where it's like, maybe it's too expensive. I actually want to electively get rid of, downgrade from it. I don't want people to be on that fence, because I think that fence is a very easy way to have a stagnant company. I think it's a very easy way to not get good feedback, because people are hesitant whether to give that feedback or not. So I think pricing, we wanted to make pricing very easy. So it's the features that make you want to upgrade are more product led and feel more sticky. Now, we offer it free for all users without a credit card. So then it allows users to try it. And then we start out at $9 a month. We look at all competitors. The cheapest competitor out there is around $15. Most of them are average around $19. And then the best, some like features, with the features we offer, companies like Crisp and TDO, they're around $30 to $40 a month, depending on which features you add or how many users you have. So we want it to be really the most affordable product for this kind of space. The second thing is, it's just a website plugin. I don't want to diminish my product, but I do want to point out that we're solving last mile conversion. We're not solving the entire conversion model. So there's no reason to be paying so much money to solve last mile conversion. I think all you need is just a few clever solutions. We think it's video and live chat. Maybe your company could be a little bit different. But last mile conversions is really, that's what we're solving. And it should be priced like that. You shouldn't be paying $100, $200 for last mile conversion. Even if your ticket item is $10,000 a sale, there's no product that's going to be really all that impactful, costing around $200 a month, that's going to really differ from ours. So that's kind of how we see it. And at $9 a month, we know we can compete on price, and it allows us to just focus on product. We don't have to really care so much about people who are on the fence who might churn out for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I'm going to pile onto this again, Matt, obviously. This is a fun interview for me. The more I'm thinking about why I'm enjoying this conversation so much, it's because I'm talking to the brains behind a product that I use and love. And for me, it's fun to share kind of the customer side of it. It's very rare I get to do that in these sessions. It's for you to talk about the logic behind the business and for me to talk about the experience as a user. And for me as a business owner, it's exactly that. Anytime I invest in a new tool, which by the way, I love technology. And Matt, I know that you're the exact same as me. me in that regard. But for me, the question is always, will this be a long-term part of my tech stack? And so you're right, listeners, you heard Matt correctly. At $9 a month, it's a really easy commitment to make versus, Matt, you and I haven't talked off air about some of the tools that I've used, that I've loved, that I've hated, that I've dumped, all of these. But one of the biggest tools that I used to start growing, particularly when I was selling online courses, was Deadline Funnel. And I love Deadline Funnel. Jack, the founder of Deadline Funnel, has really good products, but it's a $97 a month product minimum. And so when I try to recommend it to newer entrepreneurs, I know that it works. It's effective. It's similar to you. It's another last minute last hurdle conversion tool. Is that it's hard to justify that. And if you're not in the middle of a launch cycle, you dump it. And then when you need it again, you have to set it up all over again. So I love the fact that you guys obviously think about that. The other side of the coin when it comes to people coming off the fence is thinking, well, Matt, this is really powerful. You guys are clearly amazing at building softwares. How freaking hard is this on my end? Talk to us about some of the tech stuff that people need to consider. And I'm sure the inevitable question is, will it work for my website?
Yeah, those are good questions. So super easy to add. I know your team is at it. You didn't even ask us any questions. We got tutorials on every platform, whether it's like Wix or Squarespace or WordPress. There's a lot of different ways that ChipBot. It's the installation is less than 5 minutes if you're non-technical. If you are technical, it literally takes 1 minute. If it's not a video tutorial that you find, we have text guides for niche platforms. We serve a lot of different website builders, not just the mainstream ones, but also some really obscure ones like maybe Teachable or an IDX, a real estate IDX platform like Realty EXP. So we offer like kind of the gamut of tutorials for a lot of popular platforms. So whether you're using a general website builder, using a niche education platform or real estate platform or legal platform, we most likely have a video tutorial. And if we don't, you can just ask us. We have someone on staff who just makes these video tutorials all day. So you can just ask us and we'll have another tutorial up. But it's super easy adding ChipBot to a website. You don't need to be technical. And once you have it there, it's really easy to add video. Like you don't need to add another embed code or go back into the code if you want to add a video to a different page. Once ChipBot is in the global theme, you have ChipBot, you can configure ChipBot to do different behaviors on different pages. It's really simple to use.
Yeah, and I know that so many of you, like me, especially those of us who have digital products and online businesses, you are fellow ClickFunnelers, for example, it is incredibly simple. I want to say like there's nothing easier that I do on ClickFunnels, and that might just be true. So you literally just do exactly what ChipBot tells you to do, paste the code, and you never think about it again. It's so easy. They give you everything that you need. So Matt, I love hearing your thought process. It's fun for me to get that behind the scenes. This is why you've intentionally set all of this stuff up. This is intentionally how it's designed to help businesses convert more customers and clients. So towards the end of this, I hope that the takeaway that listeners are getting is, okay, I obviously need to check out ChipBot, which we will talk about the website at the end of this episode coming up in just a couple minutes, but it is getchipbot.com. But Matt, I love to tie a nice little bow at the end of these sessions for listeners because they're probably realizing I have some homework to do. I've never thought about last mile conversions. What's your best advice, Matt, for business owners, especially a lot of our listeners are those service-based business owners thinking, okay, what should my call to action be? What should I even, like, what should a high-level script be? For my very first video, obviously it is about an iterative process using analytics to your advantage, but where should they start? What is your best advice for them to start diving into this world?
Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to your priority. Do you want to talk to your customers or not? And you'll be surprised. That might be a simple yes to most businesses, but you look at how they're operating their website, you look at how they're operating their day-to-day. Are they really open to conversation? Are they open to, do they have an open calendar for customers? And I think that's the number one question. If you want to talk to your customers, if you want customers to know more about you, and if you want to build relationships that last for your customers, then use ChipBot, use video. You don't have to use our product necessarily. Use anything on video. Just go on camera and talk to your customers. We hope that you use ChipBot. And if you do, we solve all the other things you mentioned, what to say, the video metrics and the notifications, and even on the mobile app side. So we have a lot to offer, but just in general, if you like talking to your customers, go on video, just talk to them and get a response.
Yeah, good advice there. As someone who has been using video as my secret sales arsenal for probably a decade at this point, as soon as I had, I think it was an iPhone 4. Once I got my iPhone 4 and I was like, oh, I can take selfie videos and just send it off to people via email. That was like the old school way of just attaching it to the email. That's always been my unique differentiator. And the fact that you're making it easier than ever before to get live videos on the website, it entices users to click it, to get a feel for your energy. It's so hard to transfer energy online just through copy, just through your website. There's nothing that can replace the human element. So Matt, I love your overview of all these things here today. We talked about video, we talked about live chat, and you really closed it with that. It's essentially a company motto, is if you're approaching it from a customer-centric perspective of saying, I want to connect with my customers, of course you're going to succeed more. So I love that you guys plug that gap. At this point, listeners are going to be itching to know, Matt, stage is yours. Where the heck do they go to find more about ChipBot and all the awesome stuff that you guys are doing?
Yep. So you can visit us at getchipbot.com. You can just Google GetChipBot or ChipBot will show up. You can look us up on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, I think and LinkedIn. You'll find we post videos too. We post tutorials. So if you don't have to sign up, you can get a feel for the company just by following our social media accounts. And if you want to talk to me directly, just hit the little live chat button on our website. You can use our own product to talk with us. I'm serving 50 to 70% of all the customer support requests. I talk to my customers daily. So most likely you'll talk with me. If you talk with my other partner who's working on support, Ray, he'll just say, hey, I want to talk with Matt, and ChipBot will switch over to mine automatically. So a lot of different ways you can connect with me.
Heck yes. So you listeners, you know, you can also, Matt, you beat me to the punchline. I was going to say, you guys don't just talk about this stuff. You actually use it in your own business. So I do invite listeners, go check out getchipbot.com. See it in action. That's what sold me, is seeing the fact that you guys are using this in your own ways. So also listeners, you all know, wherever it is that you tune into this episode, including our website, to see ChipBot in action on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, check the show notes. You will find a link to Matt's website, as well as on all their socials. You'll also see all their thoughts about, as Matt has talked about in the course of our session here today, using video in general, using live chat in general. They're really obsessed with that last mile conversions. And for all of our businesses, the more we convert, the more we grow, the more people we get to serve. So Matt, thanks so much for all the awesome stuff that you're doing with your company. And thank you so much for sharing all of it with us here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for everything.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.